Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yes, welcome to the program. I don't know, how do we best describe this week? The week leading up to a grand final. It is like Disneyland, it's Christmas, but it's even better than that. G'day, welcome to the program. It is Crunch Time. We're doing it all thanks to Ozito too, by the way. Ozito Power Tools, German design quality and innovation powering DIYers all day, every day. Now, before we get to where you're listening to us and how you can get in contact with the program, I've got to tell you who is in today. What about this intro? Marathon man and 2013 value recruit of the year, Justin Horrow. Welcome.
That's a nice touch, Tommy. Great start, mate.
Oh, here we go. A bit of solidarity with the marathoners.
You know, we're in for a marathon session of Crunch Time, aren't we? 4 hours of the best.
So. Well said.
I think he's buttering me up a little bit there, Tommy. But, yeah, thanks, mate. Good to be here, Jimmy, and looking forward to it today, mate. Great week, great weekend of footy.
So we're going to deep dive with you into what it is grand final week, because you've been there, done that, back in 2013 with the Manly Seagulls. This bloke, he not only had grand final week, he went out on the day and won the Clive Churchill medal. I'm talking about 1999. I'm talking about the inaugural premiership for the Melbourne Storm. I'm talking about Brett Noddy. Kamali. Hello, Nod.
Jimmy. Mr.
Oh, hang on. No, hang on. Try the other one.
Yep. Try that one. Yep. I coughed here the other day and I pushed the wrong one as well. So I was plugged into both. I had two wires coming out of the middle there. But
often you get your wires crossed.
Yes, wires crossed. Place. Yes. But no, good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, looking forward to it. Obviously, great time of year for rugby league and AFL. I've been actually watching a little bit of AFL the last 2 days as well, with the semi-finals occurring, or prelim finals for that code as well. Great time of year. Two fantastic sides blew the opposition away Friday night and Saturday night.
Yes.
They were far too good for the opponents, and sets up a great promotional week. Obviously, NRL celebrates grand final week. You know, we've got obviously Dally M's on Wednesday night. There's back a Kangaroos reunion back on Saturday for the first time for a number of years.
So, I read that, so you'd be going along?
Yeah, so that'll be good. That's at the SCG on Saturday.
So you will go?
I will go, yes.
Fantastic.
So I've put my RSVP in for that. And then Sunday, obviously, we get to work out who is the best team for 2023, and they play with some speed. They're way above everyone else. Great line speed, great attacking style. I don't know if Penrith all of a sudden leak a lot of points. They haven't done it traditionally. They don't do it in semi-finals. So, but Reece Walsh is the man that probably can pull apart the Panthers' defensive line, because he was on fire last night. Probably the worst on the field for the first 8 minutes, and then the next 72 minutes, he was the best on the field. So. The kid's just been a freak, and he has to be the buy of the year.
Yeah, because I think he's being paid $450,000 as well too. So they got him cheap. You know, every week we've talked about his value on the open market. If you want to tell us what you think Reece Walsh's value on the open market is, let us know. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. As mentioned, it is a bit of a marathon. 4 hours we're in, so 12 till 4 today. We are looking forward to that. And remember, you're listening across SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy, SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, SEN 1620 AM on the Gold Coast. You can download the SEN app, listen anywhere at any time. So obviously we'll talk the Broncos win, the Panthers win. We'll talk about some of the history at the Panthers and what might have been if Wayne Bennett had joined the club. We'll talk about the grand final week itself. We'll talk NRLW. We've got that. We've got Jersey Flag grand final. We've got knock-on New South Wales Cup knock-on effect grand final as well. So no topic is off the table today. But let's start there. What is the value of Reece Walsh right now? Scope, you're a CEO, you're a general manager of football at an organisation that is desperate for a fullback. What are you paying him?
Yeah, the floor's a mil straight off the bat, I think. You know, when you look at all the stars that are in the competition right now, and even considering what some lesser valued positions are getting at the moment,
yes.
Specifically in the, you don't want to say that the props are undervalued parts of the a football team, but traditionally, you know, you're one and either a seven or six, and then even maybe your 13 are gonna garner the most money in a squad more often than not. And Reece Walsh is in that little purple patch right now where, you know, we're watching the game last night and one of my mates in the group chat, I think he nailed it. He goes, it's like, you know, when you're playing a PlayStation game and there's a, you can press a boost that makes the player run quicker.
Yes.
Reece Walsh has got it and no one else does.
Yeah.
It's like someone's got a cheat code on him and he's just running quicker than everyone else in the game. It looked like a PlayStation game and he was just so much better. So, unbelievable performance. Like Noddy said, would love to have that first 10 minutes back, but that's the reason you love Reece Walsh as well. He's got footy amnesia. He throws an intercept and Dylan goes that takes it to the distance from 50 out. The very next time they get some good ball and an opportunity, he wants to go straight at Dallin. Because why? Because what? How Dallin got him, he wants to expose him with the exact same play. Instead of playing long this time, he pumps it long and plays short to Herbie Farmworth and he goes through for a try. So, you know, not only does he bounce back quickly, but it's with really good footy IQ. It's not a fluke.
I was amazed at exactly what you're talking at there because he did. He shaped long. And if you have a look at the try there that Farnworth gets, if you have a look at the try that Jesse Arthurs gets in, I think it was the next half, or maybe in the same, yeah, in the second half, there's enough Warriors defenders there. Dallin, he pulls Dallin apart with what he's doing with the ball. But the exactly right, got intercepted the play before, looked long, and threw short. Herbie caught it on his leg and then gets across for the try. What about you, Nod? Where would you go? So just going back to the point that you made. So Adam Fanua Blake is on 1.05 million. Payne Haas will join him. Haas played 61 minutes. Fanua Blake played 53. And Tommy Flegler played 50. Reece Walsh plays 80 minutes of every game.
Mm.
So you want to start with that too, Nod?
Yeah, and I suppose you've got to compare him to how much do you need that player to be at your club? Are you a club that's desperate for a fullback? Are you a club that is now got a fullback and you've got all the other combinations together? So they bought Adam Reynolds. Adam Reynolds was the first part of the jigsaw, effectively, outside of being a Brisbane Broncos player.
Yep.
That they went and sought after. They got the wooden spoon. They'd already had those young crop of forwards coming through.
Yep.
Patrick Corrigan, Flegler coming through. Payne Haas has just been lucky. You know, not lucky, but he's had some contractual arguments with the Broncos over years, he wanted to leave at one stage, and they've convinced him to stay. And his athleticism, he's as fast as some of the fullbacks on some occasions when he takes off and grows through the line. So, what's Caelan Ponga? Well, Caelan Ponga,
1.4.
So that's probably overs. But but if you look at Newcastle, how they went at the end of the year, you go, well, that's great pay, great work for the player to achieve that, and great work for the club to make sure he stays with you. Because he's a big reason why they got 9 straight wins and get to where they get to.
So when he got knocked out, and we're going to talk to Dally M, Team of the Year and Dally M Medal winner. When he got knocked out in round 2 at Leichhardt Oval, 1.4 million was way overs.
That's right.
When they win 11 straight, and he was probably player of the match in 9 of them, he's value
at
1.4.
And you won't always get exact value for money for if you're a player or you're a fan or you're the club point of view, but the salary cap, I've just gone, so he'll sign. So he's 2024, he's already contracted, isn't he? So it's an upgrade, potentially looking at 24, 25, 26, 27, you'd think, or 28,
28 29, you know, might be 5 30. Or 7.
Again, the players, you know, the fact that players can sign, Tino signed?
10-year
deal.
Yeah. Tino, 10-year.
10-year deal, which guarantees, so they probably get a little bit under that for the club.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a risk the club's got to take that he's going to play 10 years and be as a premium player. So
sure.
2027, the salary cap stands at the moment, 12.8 million.
Ratchet.
So it'll effectively be, you know, and it's happened, you've got to have the best players in your side, the most lucrative players you go through a scaling or a weighting system and go, who's going to win games of football for us? Well, Reece Walsh should be in the top 3 of that. Bringing people through the gate at the Brisbane Broncos, he would be number 1 at that. He's attracting audience, he's attracting fans, he's attracting sponsors, and the entertainment pro, you know, for people to go and watch the Broncos. I think you could mark him at, knowing they've got to pay Payne 1, and they've,
yes,
Corrigan would be on high hundreds.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it. Adam Reynolds, I wouldn't expect, could demand lots of high money at the moment.
No.
But playing way above whatever you're paying him.
Yeah, he's 800 at the moment, and he wants to go around for another year beyond 24.
And you go, he's exactly the same. There you go again. So, you look at the players. You've got to make some big investments. Penrith do it with Nathan Cleary. He's their highest paid player. And Isaiah Yeo and Dylan Edwards. That'd be the highest three probably out there at the moment.
Yep.
So I think I'd give him 1.2 or what does that work out to be? Does that work out to be, what percentage of the cap is that?
It's 10.
10%. Well, I'd give him 10%.
10% of the cap.
I'd fix him at 1.2 for 5 years.
So I think the Broncos,
if the cap goes up, then the Broncos get the freedom of that cap moving up.
So you're right about Adam Reynolds. Might even take a little bit less than that because you go, Adam, I know how much you're loving it up here in Brisbane. So obviously afterwards you need a job. So we can probably help you out with that. And Adam Reynolds fits as a perfect guy to go into a coaching system like that.
Right.
The only thing is now he's not on the field for you. The other thing about Reece Walsh, as you say, Nod, he is on every piece of promotional output that you have for your club for however long you've got him signed. And he's just turned 21. So he is a $1.3, $1.4 million a year player, but I reckon the Broncos could get him for less than that.
Well, he'll stay because his family's in Brisbane as well, and that was the reason why he came home from the Warriors. When the Warriors relocated away from living in Brisbane to New Zealand, he wasn't happy.
That's right.
Didn't enjoy it over there, wanted to be around his family. So he's got the connection to Brisbane, had that connection knowing that he doesn't want to move out of Brisbane. Yep. He's now become a superstar in Brisbane. He's got a halfback, he's got a front row, he's got all these people around him that he seems to be just embracing. He's also become a State of Origin fullback and brained State of Origin. So you think he's now going to become a representative player, which takes his branding and markability higher again. So then it's up for his agent to help him off the field. And when you're in Brisbane and the Broncos are going, well, I would certainly think there'd be some markability for you up there with sponsors and companies to be involved with Reece Walsh as an individual, not as the Brisbane Broncos.
Yeah, it's funny. You nailed a couple of things there, Noddy, and I was just going back and I was thinking about, as you were talking about, the setup of the Penrith team. It's almost identical. Reece Walsh will get done.
Yeah.
That's not, I think everyone agrees upon that. And Brisbane Broncos, regardless of the number, they'll find a way to get it done. Therefore, Dylan Edwards and Reece Walsh will be done. Adam Reynolds and Nathan Cleary will be done. Pat Carrigan and Isaiah Yeo will be done. Fisher Harris and Payne Haas will be done.
Yep.
So at every single level, they've got it sorted. The odd two out for both teams are Jerome Luai and Ezra Mann that they're really going to struggle with. It's not going to be a question about whether they can get Reece Walsh done. They'll do everything possible to get that done.
Yeah.
But they've also got Ezra Mann on the same year, and Penrith is at the moment struggling to figure out the right price for Jerome Luai. So,
What is it? What is the right price for Penrith for Jerome Luai?
I think for both of them, mate, Ezra doesn't have the runs on the board like Jerome does, but they're going to, if they hit the market, they're going to hit close to a mil. I think teams will take a punt, especially the lower-ranked teams, in trying to turn them into an out-and-out seven controlling the team. If they do indeed stay at their teams, they're going to be second fiddle, sometimes even third.
Yeah.
And that's behind not the fullbacks, the ball-playing middles that both teams have got, right? So I think they're high hundreds again, anywhere between, 700 to 900 for both of them, I think is the right number. But are they happy with taking potentially 200 to 300 per season off what they'll get somewhere else?
Yeah, that's right. What are they prepared to give up? And then the other thing about them, as far as what the Panthers and the Broncos respectively, what they also then have to determine and will be determined by what type of people they are. So, what the application to training, the fit within the group. We know that Jerome Luai is very much a valued off-field player at the Penrith Panthers. What do they call him? Chief Energy Officer, right? And he loves the area and, wants to stay clearly, but at what price? I don't know. People inside the Broncos will know about Ezra and how he goes about his preparation and whether you can see that improvement that we've seen in him over the last couple of years continue because of his application to his craft. Here's the other thing. So they got all that sorted at the pointy end of NRL. What's the other thing that separates the Broncos and the Panthers and maybe the Warriors with every other club, or maybe not the Cowboys, but certainly they've just got these juniors coming through. And if you're prepared to lock up those really important pieces of the puzzle, those fringe players, those players you can get and pay them less for a certain period of time, almost like they're coming out of a draft, they're going to stick around and you're going to fill the pieces in. And then you might lose them. You might lose Kikau. You might lose Coruscant. You might lose Matty Burton. but in the end, you can replace them.
And I think also for those two 5'8s, you look at how Jack Cogg is going, fitting into the Penrith system, and looks like he's a premium halfback now.
Yep.
He probably wasn't classed as a premium halfback before he'd gone to Penrith this year and before he'd filled
in
for either A, Nathan Cleary, or playing 5'8 for Jerome Luai.
Yep.
Doing outstanding, just coming in and doing his job. So I would, you know, I've probably been a player who was top of your game, going great in a good organisation, make a decision to leave that organisation thinking that all other organisations are all very similar, and then go to a club that's weaker, go to a club that's not motivated. You lose your own standard of the football and you lose your rep jerseys and you go backwards and it sort of has to start again. So I would advise both Ezra Mann and Jerome Luai, they have to ride on the back of the coattails of the teams that they're playing in.
Yes.
They're not as highly important as the key players that the club's already gone out to seek. They are entitled to get as much as they can get, but I would think that they stay in a good system. For Jerome Luai, he gets to play State of Origin outside most of the time because they're going to pick him and Nathan. So that helps him in some payments and some representative, and then he can go off and still, if he doesn't make the Australian side, he can still go out and play for his second choice. Well, that's it, how it works. It'd be second choice, wouldn't it? His first choice would be Australian.
No, his first choice is
So he can play representative football, test level, State of Origin football for New South Wales and become a representative player.
Yep.
I do not have either of those players on high hundreds.
Ezra
Mann is a freak and does some really good things, but he's at the moment not, as you said, he's a bit behind Jerome Luai because Luai's played State of Origin and been a part of a grand final for two other years. So he's earned that right to be probably a 100 gamer. I think he'd be close to 100 gamer. Nathan's, Jerome.
Oh, Jerome. Yeah, Jerome would be over 100 by now.
Yeah, well over.
So he's got that experience. So, I think if you could get 750 for Jerome.
Yep.
And the ability to stay in the Penrith grand final systems, I think he should be. It's probably in his mind unders, but I think from a club's point of view, they'd be pretty happy.
Yeah, I think Jerome will get to November 1, have a test of the market, see indeed how big the gap is, and then he'll decide then.
As is
and,
he's right.
And yeah. and I think he's just. I reckon he will get blown away by an offer. I think a team down the bottom, you know, whether it's the Tigers, whether it's the Bulldogs, whether it's. The St. George Dragons, if Ben Hunt does indeed leave, they're looking for a playmaker to run the team. And if the number's too big, you can't turn it down. Ezra Mann, he could be a bit different because he hasn't proven himself. Or, you know, Jerome could potentially win three in a row here and play in four grand finals and play for Origin already. So
are they both sixes?
Well, I was going to ask
you
too.
Are they both genuine number sixes and cannot organise, he's not a game manager. Adam Reynolds says genuine halfbacks that can organise games.
Yep.
And then there's 5'8s that you say should be able to organise games, but they can't run games.
Yeah. Jerome's got a short sample size from running the Samoan team in the World Cup. It was only 3 or 4 games. It's a different level. It's international level with not the quality of NRL week in, week out. But Ezra Mann doesn't have it at the moment. And even just with the eye test, you could sort of see that probably Jerome's got more of it in him already. But that again, that comes with games. I think he might have 50 games probably on Ezra at the moment right now in his career, Jerome to Ezra, plus the experience of playing Origin, plus the experience of playing consistent finals footy now for a while. So I really think Jerome's going to get a big number thrown at him November 1st if he doesn't indeed get it done at Penrith for unders. In that space.
So you think Jerome can run aside?
Yeah. Look, it's tough, mate. Noddy knows it better than me. But if you're going to take a punt on someone, and you need to, right? If you look at all the best teams, they've got an out-and-out seven. These mature halves that are all the teams that have performed well this year, even you're looking to Jackson Hastings to a lesser extent with not necessarily the success, but the runs on the board and playing a lot of footy games and understanding what it takes to run a team. Some of these teams down the bottom are missing it. And I think if Jerome become available, they'd be looking to throw at least $1 million at him.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
To see if he can indeed do that.
Ezra Mann, 37 NRL appearances.
Yep.
Jerome Luai, 106. Yeah. So and Origin and all of that. And International Rugby League, as you mentioned. You make a really good point. So if you look at Sean O'Sullivan, when he went up and played for the Dolphins this year, looked right at home. Looked very comfortable at NRL level. Jack Cogger, next year at the Knights, presuming he's going to be there playing something somewhere, he will look very comfortable. So Brad Schneider is formerly of the Canberra Raiders.
Yeah.
He's coming back And he must be looking at that and going, wow, I get this education. I'll get to play in a competitive team. I play with Nathan Cleary. And at the end of my 2 years, I'm valuable to someone.
Yeah, and I think that's what's happened for everyone that's come into the Penrith system and or has come through their own pathways is they've got an opportunity to play first grade. They've come in a great system. They do their job. They're super fit. They're well-drilled. And they all get promotions to further their careers elsewhere.
So yeah.
It's a thank you when you're either coming through that system now or whether you get an opportunity to be recruited into that system.
We're going to go into the Panthers system with assistant coach Ben Gardner throughout the course of the afternoon. We'll have our Dally M Teams of the Year, our Dally M medalist as well, and lots of text messages coming in. Keep them coming, 0457 736 736. But after the break, we'll have a deep dive into the Broncos 42, the Warriors 12.